You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God. Now, Senior Minister, Reverend Carolyn Mathlin.
Good morning. Welcome to Unity of Tustin. Oh, let's just acknowledge the elephant or the email in the room. I sent out an email on Friday announcing that of my decision to complete my service here at Unity of Tustin as senior minister as of April 15th. I'm going to be talking about that and my process around that later. We'll also have our beautiful white stone ceremony, and my intention is that by the end of the service you feel uplifted, you feel inspired, and you feel ready to enter into the unknown together, because there's a lot that we're entering into the unknown together in, and it will be challenging and beautiful and tender and all of that and more. If you're new or relatively new and still checking us out, you picked an interesting day to come, an auspicious day to come. We are a truly beautiful mystical spiritual community, and this is an incredible place for you to walk your spiritual path with beloved companions. So I encourage you to join us for hospitality after the service today. Connect. We will not have days like this. This will be probably the only one in a long time, hopefully. So this will be something a little bit different than what we're used to, but there are still a lot of things that are the same about Unity of Tustin. Our heart is the same. Our consciousness is the same. Our prayer consciousness is the same. Our prayer chaplains are here to pray with us. Our Reiki ministry is here to offer some energy work with us if that's something that would be of interest to you. We are still here, and community still happens, and this is a thriving, beautiful community, and I encourage you to stay connected in it today and throughout the coming months and years to come. So if you're new here or relatively new, welcome. Keep coming back. This is a great place to walk your spiritual journey, and for those of us who have been here a long time, keep coming back. This is a great place to walk your spiritual journey. It was beautiful that the daily word today was on spiritual community. Really powerful, and one of those God winks, right, where we don't know what's going to think, how things line up, but they do. And as I was reflecting on that word community, I was reminded of the Latin word for community, which is communitas. And communitas is really not just about people coming together in some kind of a setting, loosely organized. What it's about is a group of people coming together as equals for, and usually in service to, a common purpose, a higher purpose. So as we join together this morning in communitas, I invite you to consciously intend to join together in the as equals, as beloved, as divine beings, in this greater vision, to walk a spiritual path, to walk a mature spiritual path, to do our own work, to be in service to God and the beloved. There's also another piece of communitas that's about coming together in the spirit of liminality. We worked a lot with that in Everything Belongs during our Adventure in Faith series this fall. And liminality is about standing on the threshold. It's about being in the hallway, in between one door and another. And it's about embracing the unknown. So we're experiencing that together today, and we'll be experiencing that in the coming months. And that's okay. Communitas is about coming together as equals and embracing the mystery, embracing the journey, and knowing that we are together in it. So as we begin, and we, in a moment, I'm going to invite you into prayer. I invite you to really feel that coming together. This is not a time to separate. This is a time to come together in communitas, So I invite you to hold that vision with me as we pray. So I invite you to close your eyes and take a deep breath and release it. And feeling that power and presence of the living Holy Spirit, the essence of all that is, that moves in and through and as each of us, moves in and through and as our communitas, and moves in and as our world. Even when we cannot see it, God is in the midst. And especially in times of liminality, of unknowing, we take this time to affirm that truth, that wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And so whatever we bring in this morning, beloved one, we offer as a sacred symbol of our willingness to be fully present in this communitas, letting the experience today inspire us, open us, illumine areas in our own life where we are being asked to step into the mystery, to be a part of the process of true transformation. And so it is. Amen. Connect with you. Because this is one of those moments, right, where we get to have a real heart to heart. And that happens in families. That happens in community. I often come to you and, you know, talk about those moments where we have a birth, where we have a marriage. Don't usually talk about the divorces. But those happen too, right? And I come to you and I talk about the deaths. And there's a death happening. Death is the changing of form. What's real doesn't die. What's real is always here. And the love that we've shared is real. The life that we've shared together is real. And that doesn't change. That doesn't die. That doesn't go away. It changes forms sometimes, though. It was really powerful on New Year's Eve. Tina Meeks, I knew its poignancy. She sang a song called "Everything Must Change," and it's really, I would remind us of that because that's the truth. Everything must change, the wanted and the unwanted. Everything must change, and that's okay. We've spent the last year befriending the mystery and surrendering, and this is our next opportunity to practice that as a community, as a communitas. But I really want to start with just the presence of the love doesn't change. It doesn't go away. It doesn't die. I have always loved this community. I have always loved you, and that will continue. That will continue. It just will look different. And we have 3 months. So, you didn't know this, but I've been planting the seeds for a couple of weeks now, for sure, to prepare us for this day, for today, when I'd share a little bit about my process and where I've been, what I've been up to, and you know, my journey to come to this point. It has been a journey. It was not something that I woke up one day and said, "All right, I think I'll do something different today." It's been something that I've been sitting with for a while. And really, my whole 2017 year was about really being in this discernment of what's my passion. And typically, when we get to that point of what's my passion, what am I here for now? You know that there, that it's because we have a sense of divine discontent. Anyone ever had that divine discontent? That sense of, okay, something's stirring. Something is not clicking in. Something is afoot. Typically, when we first experience divine discontent, we look outside and say, okay, who's the cause of my divine discontent? Or what is the cause? And hopefully that period doesn't last too long. Because typically when there's a true divine discontent, which is different than patterns, which is different than unconscious behavior, but when there's a true divine discontent, it means something's stirring, and no matter whatever gets fixed in the outer, there'll be something in the inner that's saying, and there's more. And there's more. So I started this last year really, you know, in that question of what's my passion? Where's my heart? And I want to be really, really clear that when you saw me over this last year and I looked happy and I looked like I was in my bliss, that was true. That was not a lie. That was authentic. You can be in your bliss and also be in divine discontent. Right? There's a truth to that. You know, we start to live paradoxically. We can hold both. It doesn't make anything that we've walked through these last, well, for me, 38 years. Some of you have been around for most of those. You know, I've been on staff for 16 years. I came here right out of college, basically. I've been a minister here for 9, and I've been your senior minister. I'm in my 7th year. And I know time flies, huh? But it's when you're having fun. When you're living your passion and your purpose and your bliss. So I really want to normalize it that this divine discontent doesn't mean that what we've experienced together has been untrue. Because it has been. There has been deep, deep love. There is deep, deep love. And there's more. So when I was preparing to leave for sabbatical, I was really aware of how just weary I was and was feeling that divine discontent and absolutely intending and expecting that my sabbatical, my 3 months away, would be a time where I would come back, I would get renewed and impassioned and come back and be on fire and ready to just soar with you together. And I came back and I wasn't. That feeling of divine discontent was still there. So I went, well, if that didn't work, maybe I'll just keep plugging away and see, you know, like if that didn't do it, then something's got to shift, right? Like maybe I need to be back for a while and then I'll feel more impassioned. And it didn't happen. And I kept wanting it to happen. I kept kind of willing it to, okay, so this has got to be it. And it didn't. And so I thought, all right. And, you know, and this has been through a period of a lot of discernment, prayer, meditation, consultation, reading. And so it really became clear that I felt complete. we felt complete in this form. And that decision was made in November. So I really want you to hear that. That decision was made in November. I felt complete except for one thing. One thing. And that one thing was to, that I saw I had a particular unique gift and quality of leadership that I could provide for this time, which was to help us individuate from our past and step boldly, courageously, and excitedly into our future. I felt like I had a unique role and opportunity to be of service to this community that way, because I have been here for so long. I deeply value the terrain we have walked, the values that we hold, the practice, the depth that we enter into here. I value our history. I honor our history. I honor every place we've walked. And I know where some of the challenges have been. And I felt like I could be a pillar of stability and light and strength to walk with this community through those in a way that honors every place we've go, we've needed to be. And simultaneously step boldly and courageously and build the foundation for the future. Because what I know is, and I love this quote, there's a quote that says, moving on to the future without letting go of the past is like tying your arm to a post while catching a train. Pretty vivid, huh? I'm going to tell you, I see that here. There's a clutching to a certain aspect of the past that it doesn't make the past wrong. What it does is it says, there we can honor the past. We don't need to relive it. We can boldly and courageously step into who are we here to be while honoring everywhere that we've been, the legacy of who we are as a community. And I felt like I could hold a consciousness for that both, for those of you who hold a real tenderness for the past and those of you who are courageously saying, what are we waiting for? I felt like I could be that bridge. We have, and you're seeing seeds of that with our outreach work that we're doing. You're seeing seeds of that with what our family ministry is holding and stepping into. Our family ministry is incredible. You're seeing seeds of that in our music ministry. There's more that we could do. You're seeing seeds of that in so many places. That this community, you haven't probably noticed it as much, but we've been holding the vision for a more diverse community. A community that welcomes everyone outwardly. I welcome them in our hearts, but sometimes that doesn't get communicated. You're seeing seeds of what could be and more. And moving to the future without letting go of the past is like tying our arm to a post while catching a train. So I saw that there was some unique work that I could help guide this community through for the next year to 2 years. And then my intention, my vision was that we boldly and courageously step into our collective trajectories and go forth and live it. We have had that mantra for 25 years. Go forth and live it. I'm ready for us to go forth and live it, right? In a big, bold way, in a way that is so impactful to not only our individual lives, but to our community. And I don't mean just Unity of Tustin, I mean our community. Because what I know is that when we are involved in whatever field we're involved in, and especially here right now, as we click into the miracle for this community that is ready and ripe to unfold, your lives will be changed too. There will be miracles in your life. What happens in the collective happens in the interior, in the individual. and vice versa. We need to show up as that also. We need to show up in that field of the miraculous for this community. So I had a big vision on my heart for this community in the next year to 2 years to help us both step into this bold trajectory together, to honor our past and create our future, courageously, lovingly, tenderly. That was what was on my heart. And then the December 3rd meeting happened. We had a Heartbeat of the Community meeting where the board shared some information about one of the ways that we were looking to hold that that honoring of the past and also the individuation process. And I woke up the next morning on December 4th with clarity. And the clarity that I woke up with was that the one reason I was staying is the one reason I can't stay. Because what I heard in that meeting was a lot of projection and some sadness and definitely some personalization. And as long as I'm here, that's that process that this community needs to go through, I will co-opt that process. I will corrupt that process by my mere presence because it will become about me. And this is not about me. So I want you to really hear me. I had already made the decision to leave. What we experienced on December 3rd accelerated the timeline of my leaving. That's all. And it doesn't change the love that I have for this community. It doesn't change my commitment to this community. It doesn't change anything about how I feel. What it does is it just says, we're complete. And that's okay. Completion is okay. It's the next part of this journey. So I want to end this portion, and we'll have 3 months. I'm not going anywhere, initially. then I will. I'll be sharing more about what I'm going to do, because honestly, I kind of don't know. And it's actually really exciting. We are literally entering that liminal space together, and that's pretty cool from my perspective. I have had a life where I've pretty much had everything lined up. And I don't have that anymore. And that's a little liberating. Other people seem to be worried for me, but I'm not worried. I guess that's what family and friends are for, right? There's just this sense of I'm clear. I'm guided. But this part of this last year has really been about getting honest with myself about some other dreams that I've had. I have always wanted to live internationally. I looked at colleges in Luxembourg when I was in high school, and my mom said no. So I went to Boston. But I've always had other dreams on my heart that, and I have always also wholeheartedly said yes to the dream here. And I want you to really hear that. I have always wholeheartedly said yes to this dream. And I'm ready to dream other dreams. And I don't know what they're going to be, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be different. And they're going to be different for you too. And that's okay. Change is okay. It's just going to be different. But the love will still be there. The love will always be there. You are my community and I am you. You are my beloved and I am yours. And what we've done here over the last 7 years in particular and 16 years that I've been on staff, I'm in awe of. This is a mighty community. And you are well equipped, as I am well equipped, to walk through with courage and spiritual maturity what is before us. We have it within us. And we have an incredible board that is here with you too. I really want to speak for a minute about that. Your board is amazing. They have a depth of spiritual practice and wisdom and maturity that I continue to stand in awe of. They have made no decision with anything but meditation, prayer, research, discernment. They are in and for this community in every way, and they are here to listen. They're not here to strong arm, they're here to listen, and they're also here to serve this community. But their incredible spiritual depth is going to be a pillar for you going forward. And you will need to be a pillar going forward. It's going to take this entire community. A community is not all just about a minister. And right now in particular, it's going to really need to be you who come together. And you have it in you. The leadership is here. I encourage you to have the willingness to be in and for. Because as you stay here and connected and in the depth of your practice, there's going to be such miracles. I see the miracles already for this community as I see them for myself. And I invite you to hold that vision with me. So in closing of this piece of it, of my sharing of my process, I want to share a twilight vision that I had a couple nights ago, where I was right in between that time of going to sleep and falling asleep, where all of a sudden I had this vision and I thought, I better remember this, you know, one of those moments, which usually I don't, but in this case I did because it was so powerful. And I was in a garden. And there was a box hedge that was really high, so it was like we were pretty enclosed. And I could feel my eyes, all my senses kind of out on the periphery of the garden. But I didn't have a body. And in the middle of this garden was a black box. And in the black box, I could hear a banging. And I knew intuitively that was my body and my consciousness was over here. And so I could feel like this yearning to be connected again. So it was a reminder and a confirmation to me that we are complete. And that's not about, completion's okay. Are we complete in our journeys as souls? No. Just how we have shown up together in these last 7 years, these last 9 years, these last 16 years, these last 38 years is complete. And there's more. And I want to invite Debbie to come up to talk a little bit from our board of directors to speak a little bit more to the and more.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Packed house. So I wanted to speak from two places, one to Reverend Carolyn, and I made notes because I might cry again. I cried before, so. But we as your board wanted to express our gratitude for you, our beloved Carolyn, for all that you've given, all that you've held, all that you've contributed over these many years of service to us all, many, many years. We're grateful for you building up our community, right, our ministries. Okay. This feels better. Yeah. Okay. Really, for all the ministries you've supported and encouraged, the youth and family ministry, the ambassadors, the ushers. I mean, I could list all of them. The Reiki, the garden. I mean, we have so many new ministries here even, you know. And then the outreach and the inreach, even our mutts. I know you go and speak to them every now and then. It's beautiful. The shoring up of our infrastructure, this is the part that I didn't know until I was on the board. Of all those unseen things and labor and service you've given hours and hours to make us sustainable, to hold us, to hold this beautiful campus of consciousness that was built, we also needed to shore it up. And you did that. You've done that. We're so grateful for that. And just that you've been a constant presence, a pillar in all the ways you've served. From bookkeeper to youth and family minister to our senior minister to all the things you've done and held. We're forever grateful. And really, the other piece is just your continuing support and encouragement of our own spiritual growth. You're the one that added our sixth spiritual practice of transformation of the self in our practices. It's beautiful and so needed. So we will miss you deeply, and we will carry on your legacy. We will honor what you've given, what you've left, what you've loved, and we wanted you to know that. So thank you. And now for my beloved community. We were made for these times. We were made for these times. We are all needed, all of us. And the world needs us now more than ever, ever, ever. If we cannot navigate these waves of change, who can? Who can? We are the campus of consciousness. We are that. The next Buddha is the Sangha. We've been hearing that for years now. We are called to this, and we together are going to call forth our new minister. We together will call forth our new minister. Please stay turning toward. Do not turn away, and do not turn against. This is a powerful time. We are the vessels of love and transformation that have been called. The beautiful thing of the spiritual community being our daily word, the song you sang, I play that in my car all the time. So really, it's our time to do this. We are called, and we need all of you to stay in this together. This is what's going to be to take us forth. So let us go forth and live it. I didn't know you were going to say that. And please come and join us for the Heart of the Community meeting at 1:15 today for any questions, for conversation. We are doing this together. This is a packed room. I'm so grateful. We are available to you as your board. We will continue to be inside and stay turning toward. So thank you.
So I have a commitment to you to make these next 3 months the most incredible, courageous, healing, tender, joyous, heartfelt, prayer-filled, honoring that I can possibly participate in. And I'm going to invite you to do the same. I'm going to invite you, as we consciously uncouple in this way, let's make the next 3 months the best we've ever experienced together. So that, because there's a spiritual principle that as you end something, however you end it, that's the trajectory you go into your next life with. Gives you some good incentive to end things well, right? Because those patterns, they don't go away unless you make them, unless you choose. So will you choose with me to have this be these next 3 months that we're going to be together? The sweetest, most conscious, healing, forgiving, open, that we can, and joyous. We'll cry. I promise we'll cry. We'll also laugh. We'll also remember. and we'll also, at the end, wish the best for each other. Yes. The best. That was a holdover from New Year's Eve that somehow made it up to a random place in the corner of the room. So, yes, we said yes to 2018 on New Year's Eve. I'm going to invite you to say yes with me about making these next 3 months the best ever. Are you willing to do that with me?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.